the Nationwide Auto Finance Studios. Nationwide Auto Finance, helping thousands of people just like you find the perfect vehicle. This is Toledo's fastest growing radio station and the new place to party. Party 103.3. WTOD HD2 Delta. W227BI Toledo. With the return of Toledo's number one morning show. Andrew C. and Demetrius in the morning. Toledo's hits and throwbacks all day.
The new
Party 103.3 and the Party 103.3 app.
Toledo.
Clarissa Jenkins, phone Hello. Check.
Time for another phone check. For real.
Clarissa Jenkins.
Morning, glass shop.
Hi, this is Daniela Marshall calling from Allstate. How are you?
Good morning, ma'am. I'm doing fine. And how about you?
I'm doing okay. I'm calling in regards to a check that we sent you for $8,000 to fix what you claimed was hail damage on the house.
That's right.
Okay.
But they're doing it pieces by pieces, slow by slow. It's supposed to be $9,000. And then
okay,
whatever.
don't try to raise the rate on me right now.
Huh?
We had a neighbor of yours call us up and told us that your son was throwing what seemed to be golf balls at the house.
You gotta be kidding me,
okay,
right?
Okay, so you calling us telling that it's hail, that's fraudulent.
Are you sure this is Allstate?
Sir, this is not time to joke and joster.
I'm not joking.
Do you understand me?
I understand you.
No, you don't understand me.
Why will we throw golf in my house?
Because you're trying to rig the system.
I am not trying to rig the system. You got it wrong, ma'am.
No, listen to me. We sent you $8,000. You probably took that $8,000, went down to the whole house, got yourself some fun, didn't you?
Don't be mirroring or don't be accusing me of anything that you don't even know what you're talking about.
You got golf balls being hurled at the house.
My house doesn't have any golf ball. What are you talking about? Where are you from?
I'm from...
The garage is not even damaged. It's the siding, the window, the
roof. Hey, shut your mouth! Cállate la boca!
You are rude. You don't even know what you are talking about.
I can tell you exactly what I'm talking about. You know what that is?
What is that?
You just been phone checked.
Oh, I'm gonna kill you all. Oh, man, she set me up good. I am turning red and he's laughing over here. Oh, I'm gonna kill this guy.
Boom! You just been phone checked.
Clarissa Jenkins, yeah, baby.
Get phonecheck.com.
Toledo's Hits and Throwbacks, the new Party 103.3. It's Andrew Z and Demetrius in the morning, driven by the Taylor Automotive family of fine cars. Here's DJ Insane in the mix.
Haters, step back.
Shaking off the haters.
DJ Insane.
This man is insane.
Is in the building.
Give you some of me. You look good, baby, must taste heavenly. I'm pretty sure that you got your own recipe. So pick it up, yeah, I like you. I just can't get enough, I gotta drive through. Cause it's me, you, you, me, you. All night, have it your way. For play, before I feed your appetite. Let me get my ticket, baby, let me get in line. I can tell the way you like it, baby, super size. Hold on, you got yours, let me get mine. Until they turn over the clothesline, check it.
Take my order, cause your body like a
carry out.
Let me walk into your body till you
hear me out.
Turn me on, my baby, don't you
cut me out.
Turn me on, my baby, don't you
cut me out.
Take my order, cause your body like a
carry out.
And let me walk into your body till it's
lights out.
Turn me on, my baby, don't you
cut me out.
Turn me on, my baby,
don't you
cut
me out.
Number one, I take two number threes. That's a whole lot of you and inside of me. Now is it full of myself to want you full of me? And if
in this room for dessert, then I want a piece. Baby, give my order right, no errors. I'ma touch you in all the right areas. I can feed you, you can feed me. Girl, deliver that to me, come see me.
Hey. Trips that you plan for the next whole week. Been too long for a nigga so cheap. And your flex OD, your sex OD. You got it, girl, you got it.
Hey.
You got it, girl, you got it.
Yeah. Pretty little thing, you got a bag and now you wildin'. You just took it off the line, no mileage. Way they hitting you, the DM looking violent. Talking while you come around and now they silent. Through the Cooper 17, no goddess. You be staying low, but you know what the price is. They ain't never catch you, know it, being modest. Popping, shipping only cause you know you popping, yeah.
You got it, girl, you got it.
Hey.
You got it, girl, you got it.
She wanna smoke both in, but it ain't no fun if the homies can't have none. It ain't no fun if the homies can't have none. Have none. She just left her man, and if he ain't a player, then he don't understand that it ain't no fun if the homies can't have none. It ain't no fun if the homies can't have none.
Bah, she ain't fly, she ain't trip, she ain't trip. Call her homegirl bass, cause they hit. I'm a real, let her real, feel it, if it bounce, let it bounce, cause your homegirl with it. She a culture, mother, hoe. Never been no gold digger. Take a trip, bring a click. What's the word on the flip? Let me slide, cause he drip. Too much water, you might slip. On a late, late, late night. She ain't right, we ain't never had your bait right. Real a fan, bring a friend. Tell them teams, on fix, on slip. Hit the crib, we gon' finish.
She just got her hair done. She wanna smut, but it ain't no fun if the homies can't have none. It ain't no fun if the homies can't have none. She just left her man, and if he ain't a player, then he don't understand that it ain't no fun if the homies can't have none. It ain't no fun if the homies can't have none.
She in a bag, not a feeling. Shit, a bag a little different. So she brag a little different. Got the status and the vision. She a baddie on a mission. She ain't no ordinary. Listen, she a big girl, don't need no referrals. She got degrees, she don't need you, she'll curve. Not a dot, no front of, do a lot for a number. Need a pool ground, she been hot all summer. If you figure out the balance, you'll be rich forever. Best thing, I won't make you habits together. Waist training for what? That keto doing enough. And plus, all them squats got you thick as ever. Whoa.
She just got her hair done. She wanna get it, but it ain't no fun if the homies can't have none. It ain't no fun if the homies can't have none. She just left her man, and if he ain't a player, then he don't understand that it ain't no fun if the homies can't have none. It ain't no fun if the homies can't have none.
Toledo's Hits and Throwbacks, the new Party 103.3. It's Andrew Z and Demetrius in the morning. Driven by the Taylor Automotive family of fine cars. Northwest Ohio's largest car dealership. Cadillac, Hyundai, Genesis, Kia vehicles, along with quality used cars from top import domestic automakers. Stop in, do test drive on your new car, truck, van, or SUV today.
Happy Monday.
I never thought I'd be happy about a Monday.
Welcome back.
Welcome back to the show.
To the show.
It's where fun meets awesome.
Well, I guess it all depends on what your definition of fun is.
I like to have fun.
We like to have fun.
Well, you've come to the right place.
Right this way to the fun zone.
That sounds fun.
Hey, who's ready to have some fun?
It's showtime.
Andrew Z, Demetrius Nicodemus, Sugar Vermont, Toledo's drag queen, Kelly Latz, the princess of property from Howard Hanna Realty. And, of course, our good time gal, Renee, is back in the house.
Whoop, whoop.
From the east, all the way from the east side. Man. Oh, man, all right. So there was an interesting survey online talking about stuff that's in dating profiles for people. So let's say you already find this person attractive, but this is a dating deal breaker if you see this type of stuff in their profile. So I want to see if you guys agree. This is for women looking for guys first. Okay. So if he seems aggressive or violent, 84% said deal breaker.
What is it? How do you get that off a profile?
I don't know.
You know, because some people be typing crazy. Like,
really?
Yeah. But people show they're crazy sometimes.
Go ahead, Kelly.
But they also say it's a lot to do with the profile picture. People, there's this whole science.
Yeah.
of what profile picture
just
do you use?
Really? Picture you just punching a dude in the face.
number two.
How? I don't know. Let's not glass over this. Okay. I want to know how somebody can look aggressive.
Demetri wants to know because it's
I need to go through my page.
So okay. So I look at a lot of men's profiles because I'm a hussy. Uh-huh. So I have some answers for you.
Okay.
So sometimes they will like kind of aggressively list like things that they are not into. Like, which is fine. Tell me what you're not into. But like, I will absolutely not respond to blah 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 blah. Or you must read this profile in order to da 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 da. And I'm like, I must not do anything, sir.
Control.
Okay.
So if it says must.
Yeah, don't tell me I must.
Do anything.
We're going to pull up Dimitri's and like.
Yes.
Let's
pull up
check
his Christian Mingle.
And then give you and then tell, suggestions.
Tell me what that guy's profile page looks like. Because my name is Demetrius.
Oh, I know. I was just going to say, it cracks me up. You always. I'm like, Kelly's got a new name for him.
Yeah. I kind of like Dimitri. Dimitri.
I like Dimitri.
Dimitri. It's like Russian. Dimitri.
Yeah. It's half your name.
I wonder,
it's literally seven letters. And then you left off the U.S.
I wonder if Dimitri is less of an a-hole than Demetrius is.
Let's find out.
I'd love to find out.
Dimitri, it sounds like you're exotic.
Yeah, it does.
Demetrius is exotic enough, I will say. Okay. Like, it's not John.
Another one, a dating profile. His profile includes something racist. 79% say that's a deal breaker.
79? That's it? Just 79? Well, it should be 100% that's a deal breaker.
I mean, if he's hot.
79. What? The 21% that was like, I'm okay.
I know. I can look past a little racism.
What kind of racism? Who's he hating?
Hey, it's hard to find good guys out there.
Right? I mean, I can look over a little race hate.
Right, exactly.
I mean, he goes to work every day.
Number three, his profile includes crude sexual content. 77% say that's a deal breaker.
Well, that's nonsense.
Really?
Because on the gay apps, it is very explicit. Like, hey, I'm here for blankety blank 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 and you're blank.
Oh. Well, these are dating profiles, not hooked. This isn't Tinder.
Yeah.
Oh, what's a date?
Number four, he talks about wanting an open relationship. 75% say that's a deal breaker. Hmm. He's looking to add his harem. See, you're like, come on.
See,
dude.
Here's all right. Look, right. Uh-huh. I take exception to that because at least he's honest.
Right.
Right.
Uh-huh.
Like you can't be hating on a guy if he's like, look, I want an open relationship, because then you have the ability to say, hey, I'm down with that or I'm not down with that. But if he's like, oh, it's just you and me, baby, and then you find out you're in an open relationship, that's an issue.
But the problem is if he's putting it out there right then, and most people aren't into open relationships.
75% apparently.
Yeah.
So nobody wants.
Right? 75%.
So nobody wants to be the Wednesday girlfriend?
Renee, is that true? Number five, he just comes across as really negative. 62% say that's a deal breaker.
And God, guys, right? I mean, they get thirsty and crazy. Stupid. Like, I'm so tired of females always blah, 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 blah. Like, people just write crazy things in their profile.
I
yeah.
know. All right, here are the five worst things to see in a woman's profile.
Ooh, let's hear them.
Yeah, Demetrius, we want to get your thoughts. her bio includes a link to her OnlyFans account, so she's obviously looking for clients, not a boyfriend. 70% say that's a deal. Only 70% say that's a deal breaker.
Men be menin.
All I'm hearing is she's got a job.
Okay, she got a job. She got money and a banging bod.
Number two, her profile includes a Venmo link to pay. 63% say that's a deal breaker. She wants an open.
Only 63%.
Dudes are so stupid.
Men are stupid.
I know.
Because the other 40% know you're paying one way or another.
So Demetrius,
yes, ma'am,
thinks that it's okay because she's being honest.
Look,
that's your biggest thing, right?
Look, am I passing her by because she's got a Cash App thing on her? Yes, I am.
But you respect
but
the honesty.
I respect the honesty because you're going to find a bunch of dudes who will be more than willing. It is crazy to me that I see people's like profiles and it has like a gift button. Like, you can send them things.
Like it's a charity or
something.
Yeah,
like it's like,
to
like,
donate.
Aren't you just lucky that I'm pretty? And just, like, here's my Cash App. Here's my Venmo.
Oh my gosh.
Here's a little button to send me a gift. Oh, by the way, did I show you that there's a link that you can click on all the things that I want that you could send me?
Oh my, an Amazon wish list. Yeah.
Can I do all of that but say there's no dating involved?
You can, and you'll probably get some.
Just Venmo me.
There are thirsty men who just want attention, and yes, you can, girl.
First of all, your husband already does that. He's like, I'm not dating her. She just takes my money.
I know.
I wake up. Evidently, she's got a team.
Number three, she wants an open relationship. 47% say it's a deal breaker. Number four,
that's right. 47% knows what number is. Wait, higher.
47 versus 77.
Those other dudes are like, hell yeah.
Look, if you want to, I don't mind sharing you.
Yeah,
like, sweet. I planned on that anyways.
Number four, she has kids. 46%
say called it.
46% of men say that's a deal breaker. Only 37% of women said the same thing about a guy.
Sugar called it. That was her thought.
That was my first one.
And number five, wanting a thruple where it's three people in a relationship together. 43% of men said no way. 45
less than half.
The other 57 are like, meh.
Yeah, because the other 57 are like that. They're like, that there's a chance it's another girl. the guys who are against her are like, it's a dude.
Or if it's a dude, that's half the financial obligation. That's half of the listening to stories. It could be a plus for everyone involved.
That's me parking my car in the same carport that that other guy parks his car in on Wednesdays.
Yikes.
I'm not happy with that. That's my garage.
So I wanted to.
You can park out on the lawn.
Park that Big Mac truck right in my little garage, to quote Nicki Minaj.
Yes.
Or no, I'm sorry. That was from WAP. That was.
Nicki. What's,
no.
Is that
no.
Cardi B?
That was Cordy.
Cardi, yeah. Cardi. Cardi to the party. All right.
Cordy.
That word Smith.
So I thought what I would do is I would get Kelly, Renee, and Sugar. I'm gonna give you a scenario.
Okay.
And you gotta tell me if this guy is undateable 1 to 5. So five is the deal breaker. Five is bad. Five is you absolutely would not date him.
Okay. I feel like can we opposite that? Because I feel like 5 stars is good. So
five
one
is
absolutely no, and five is absolutely yes.
Sure.
Because I'll get confused.
Five is yes,
one is no.
One is no.
Okay. All right, here we go.
Okay.
He's in his late 20s or 30s, no job.
No.
One.
One? Renee?
Oh, I was just said no. One.
All right.
It literally depends on how hot he is, so 3.
Wow. Kelly, you said one.
One.
If he's hot enough, I will put up with some nonsense, baby. Yeah,
so am I? In this scenario, what age am I?
Like current age.
Your current age.
Does it matter?
Current age. You're
yeah,
good.
It kind of does.
I just want your current take on it. All right. How 1 to 5, how undateable? No car. No car. 1 to 5. One, it's a deal breaker.
See, I feel. Well, anyway, this isn't for me.
This is not for you.
Not for me.
You go on the backside.
3, right. As long as he has a job.
Oh, if he has a job, but no car, you put it at 3. What are you, Sugar?
Oh my God,
2, because I get so irritated having to drive places. But again, depends on how hot he is.
So for Demetrius, what would you, if he had no car and you had to drive him around, what you're doing anyway?
So my thing is they have to have a car, but I'm okay if you don't drive just because I like that control. Like, I want to drive. But
drive
you at least have to, you know.
So what did you want to say, Demetrius?
I no car I don't think is an obstacle anymore because you have things like Uber and Lyft. And, like, he can get to you. He can get to places. Like, if he's got a job and he's, let's say he's got Uber budget. Right,
uh-huh.
He can get you places. He can go places. He can, you know.
Yeah, but if you want to go on a date, so you're jumping in the back of an Uber, or she driving, she has to drive.
Well, those of us who drink, it's safer,
right?
Yeah. All right. Here's the next one. Next scenario: has 2 or more kids from at least 2 different women, and he's never been married to either of them.
How old are the kids?
Kids are school age.
1. That's a hard no.
That's a hard pass for you, Sugar. Mm-hmm. What about you, Kelly?
I don't know. I mean, as long as they're older and can take care of themselves, I'm up for it.
So what's the age that you're okay with?
I mean, I would like them to be a little older, you know. So
you get, like, you can't have a 2-year-old and a 1-year-old.
No.
And, like, that's too close.
To quote my son, because you're a grandma.
So, like, when I think maybe I would be more okay with it if they're, like, babysit themselves age. Like,
yeah, that's exactly
15,
it.
Like, 16, still... like, babysit yourself.
Yeah.
Entertain yourself. I don't want to be part of your life. I say that with respect.
All right, what about you, Renee?
I say no. I want all the attention.
Well, so you get a 1 or what?
A 1.
There's numbers. So you got to play.
Yeah, I'm a 1.
It's not yes, no.
I've been here for a little while now. When have I followed rules?
I know. All right, here we go. Next scenario. He posted pictures of an ex on the internet after she broke up with him.
Like posted one. Pictures like angry or
yes. One because one. I do that's drama. That is like too much information. Yep. I don't want to be a part of that.
But because you know, here's the problem is you know that as long as it's good, you're fine, but you know he's full grenades. He's fully nuclear. Explosion. All your text messages are going to be out on the internet. Everything's going to be out on the internet. So you said 1, Kelly?
I said, yeah, I would
one,
not.
Sugar?
Oh, baby, I'm sorry. 4, because drama refills my electrolytes. All right. I know one. We can hang with the big dogs. I'm like, oh, okay, you can bring it too. All right, let's play.
All right. What about you, Renee?
1.
1, yeah. And that's a bad one for you. All
no,
right.
I enjoy it. I'm like, God,
I don't need my personal business all out there. I post a lot of stuff, but I don't need like real personal stuff out there.
Stuff that you had no control over getting posted.
Oh, I'm sure I had control at one point. No,
but not at that time. Not if you're broke up. All right.
See, with me, I'm like, I don't have any secrets. I just like, I'm so honest. I will be the first, but y'all, guess what sloppy thing I did this weekend. Like, I just tell it. So I don't have secrets. So I'm like, yeah, tell my business. So do I. It's right. Hilarious.
I say it's life experiences.
The undateable stake scale for men. A guy who paid for a hooker once and admitted he had a happy ending.
5.
Live your life. Okay. 5, sugar. Nope, that's not a problem for sugar. What about you, Kelly?
It's not a problem for me either.
Were you at a 5?
I say 4.
4? All right. What about you, Renee?
Just don't talk about it.
4? All right. Yeah. They don't care.
As long as nobody was hurt.
What, and it was consensual and everybody left happy. I don't care. Mm-hmm. Live your life.
What?
It's a life experience.
Yeah.
Honey, let me just tell you, I had a crazy life experience. I want you to understand it was a life experience.
Right.
It wasn't me banging a prostitute.
No.
I had an experience like Cedar Point.
Exactly.
It's, you know, like Disneyland. It's a small, small hooker world.
And I don't know when does that come up. Like it passed us out at dinner. By the way.
Dude, that should come up. If you've paid for sex, it should come up. Absolutely.
What? I don't know. I mean, I don't know. Because I honestly don't know.
Here's the question, right? Because, look. Unless you can show me that you went someplace that has is reputable, but if you tell me you just paid for sex from like a hooker or something like that, then it tells me that you're reckless.
Safety. I get it.
I feel like, Demetrius, you were like, all guys pay for it one way or the other. I like the straight up transactional aspect of it.
What I'm saying, look, I have no problem with sex work. Like, however you make your money, boo-boo.
Yeah.
Do your thing.
Yeah.
But what I am saying is if a guy just randomly pays for sex off the street.
Oh, off the street.
It shows me that he is reckless with his health. He is reckless with his body. He will be reckless with your heart.
One at a time. Reckless with your heart. All right. Go ahead, Kelly.
Interesting to me because when I think of that, I'm thinking like they're going to some high class.
Right. That's what
I'm thinking they're going down Toledo.
So I agree, Demetrius. Like, no to the streetwalker. No streetwalkers. But I assumed it was like a high class prostitution website. Yes to that.
Okay.
You're okay with a guy dropping like $3,000?
Yeah.
On a hooker.
That sounds like he's going to drop $3,000 on me. I will give it away. So maybe I'll get some presents out of it. Sure.
Oh my God. You are such trash. All right. 1 to 5 undateable. Here's the last one. Lives with his parents.
One.
Really?
He's either hiding his true self or he's a serial killer.
Wow.
Is this still in the scenario 20 to 30? Because maybe his dad's hot.
I watched too much SUV to do that.
All right. So you say,
hey, you know what, son? You and I got something in common. It's the girl drinking coffee next to me. Way to go, boy.
Sugar lives with his parents.
See, in this economy, anyone
Sugar, murder? What about murder? Is that a deal breaker?
In this economy,
Sugar wants it all. Yeah.
Are you saying a bad boy who has the strength of courage? Yes. The answer is
bring
yes.
your hot mess.
Bring it. I love it.
All right, let's take a break. We'll come right back.
Good News Party 103.3, real-time traffic.
From the Joint Chiropractic 24/7 real-time traffic and weather center, I'm Cruising Crystal on Toledo's Hits and Throwbacks, the all-new Party 103.3. Here's your real-time traffic. I don't see any accidents right now, but construction season is in full swing, so please use caution in the following areas. I-75 northbound between Monroe Street and Buck Road is restricted to 2 lanes. Additional lane restrictions and overnight ramp closures are possible. The intersection of Wales Road and Tracy Road is closed for waterline replacement. Did you know chiropractic care has benefits beyond relieving back pain? With 2 new area locations, come see us at the Joint Chiropractic on Secor Road or Fremont Pike in Perrysburg. No insurance or appointment needed, open nights and weekends. Our $29 new patient special includes a consultation, exam, and adjustment. Remember, Toledo, you don't have to feel bad to feel better. Party 103.3 weather is powered by Furniture Palace. Today we'll have sunny skies with a few afternoon clouds and a high of 78. Overnight will be partly cloudy with a low of 53, and Tuesday will be another warm, sunny day with a high of 81. Furniture Palace is Toledo's largest local family-owned furniture store. 100% of the revenue stays local, right here in Toledo. Plus, guaranteed lowest prices, which for the month of May are even lower. It's the Red Tag Clearance Event all month long at all 4 locations. Central Avenue in Toledo, Reynolds Road in Maumee, Woodville Road in Northwood, and Navarre Avenue in Oregon. Or online at FurniturePalaceToledo.com. There's no better time to get furniture than right now. That's a look at your real-time traffic and weather. I'm Cruisin' Crystal on Toledo's Hits and Throwbacks, the all-new Party 103.3.
Got to tell you, my friend, Star Diner, the OG diner in Toledo. If you want some lunch today, there's no better place to go. Half-pound Star Burger, ground chuck with American cheese and a Kaiser roll, side of lettuce, some tomato, pickle. You could even add some bacon, which you know they're bacon.
Ooh, how thick is it, Andrew?
Oh, my God. It's like this thick. What would you say that is?
Ooh, that's about triple thick.
Yep. Right there. Bacon is amazing. You could also get a Philly cheesesteak, certified Angus beef sauteed with...
Can you get a triple thick cheesesteak?
Yes.
Is that a thing?
Yes. Cheesesteak is triple thick. Yeah. Dude, I want a Philly cheesesteak right now. I need some inches right in my mouth.
Inches of in your mouth.
Well, the bun.
It's happening again.
The bun. Hey. The noises you making over there.
It is Monday.
I know.
You are inches in my mouth.
Navarre Avenue in Oregon, West Dustin, Maumee, West Alexis, Toledo, West Central Avenue in Sylvania. Star Diner, they hope to see you for breakfast or, you know, when else, for lunch. We'll see you there today because I will be over there getting some... Getting some inches in my mouth today at Star Diner. Hang on.
You need a toad? Shane's will get you straight.
It's about that toad. Any minute, I'ma need Shane's towing man or woman to pick my car up. Feeling fussy. Walking in my Balenciaga. I said Shane came and now I feel fabulous.
Shane's towing. Auto repair, starters, brakes, belts, hoses, and so much more. They also buy all junk and unwanted vehicles. Located at 63 Dixie Highway in Rossford, almost directly across from the Hollywood Casino. 419-690-8980. Shane's Tony.
Hey, it's me, Andrew Z, for Shivers Ice Cream. I have to tell you, Shivers is my favorite ice cream shop in Toledo. They're now open, located at 2425 Key Street in South Toledo. More than 40 flavors of soft serve ice cream that they custom make when you order it. Shivers has soft serve and so many different flavors. I can try a different flavor every time I go. Or stick to my favorites of lemon, blue raspberry, and cheesecake. Shivers Ice Cream also has a dedicated machine that they keep 100% nut-free so people with nut allergies can enjoy different flavors of soft serve ice cream. One of my favorite things about Shivers is how they love to customize. If I want to get a sundae or chill with a bunch of different toppings, the friendly servers at Shivers will make exactly what I want for a reasonable price. Shivers Ice Cream, located at 2425 Key Street, Toledo. Make sure you tell them I sent you.
Check out Toys But Nice Resale Shop. They buy and sell everything for children, gently used and new clothing, books,
strollers, baby items, shoes, toys, and more. Twice But Nice Resale Shop on Sylvania Avenue between Douglas and Secor, next to Cake Art Supplies, open 7 days a week. Mention you heard this ad for an additional savings. Check them out on Facebook at Twice But Nice Toledo. Like and share their page with a 5-star review for $5 and free clothing.
Needlemasters Tattoo Studios are a true staple in the Toledo tattoo and piercing community with two locations for your convenience. 527 South Reynolds Road, 5801 Telegraph Road at the corner of Alexis and Telegraph. Right now, buy two, get one free piercings starting off at only $30, all titanium jewelry, and check this out. Check this out. You can get a free piercing on your birthday. Be sure to bring your ID. They have a team of talented veteran tattoo artists and body piercing. Also, be sure to follow them on all social media platforms at Needlemasters Tattoo Studios. Remember, a cheap tattoo's not good, and a good tattoo's not cheap.
You need chiropractic care. I've been telling you this all the time. It's Monday, so you know where I will be. I will be at the Joint Chiropractic like I am every Monday, getting my adjustment on. That's right, Renee. I know you're staring at me. You're like, how is this guy so happy and limber? I tell you, it's a Joint Chiropractic.
Oh.
That is how.
Oh, my.
I tell you.
My stars.
I know.
The world wants to know.
Right? The world wanted to know.
Willie Lee just texted in and wondered.
Yes. Well, Willie Lee, let me tell you. But anyway, let me tell you, they've got two locations. One's on Secor Road at the new Secor Square, and their new location in Perrysburg at the new French Quarter Square. Remember, you don't have to feel bad to feel better. We are the Joint Chiropractic.
Andrewsy and Demetrius in the morning.
Driven by the Taylor Automotive family of five cars, Northwest Ohio's largest car dealership, Cadillac, Hyundai, Genesis, and Kia vehicles, along with quality used cars from top import and domestic automakers. Stop in to one of their showrooms, test drive your new car, truck, van, or SUV today. I'm Andrew Z, Demetrius Nicodemus, Sugar Vermont, Toledo's drag queen, Kelly Latz, the princess of property from Howard Hanna Realty, and of course, from the east side, our good time gal Renee is in the house.
Whoop whoop!
Couple things that we want to do Facebook fights here in a second, but I did want to give you a couple warnings real quick. The first warning is meanest Facebook scam ever. I don't know if you guys have gotten it yet, but the new one going around is someone will just inbox you and say, look who died. I think you knew them. Mm-hmm. And then they'll give you a little link. Don't click on that. It's obviously a scam.
Oh, that one's been around,
yeah,
baby.
For years, yeah. I feel like.
Did you click it, Andrew?
They're saying it's new. No, I wouldn't ever click it.
I think you would.
It's usually followed by a few crying emojis and then a link that looks legit, but it is not. It's obviously a phishing scam. It's a so don't click on that. Here's the other one. TikTok has got a new thing going around, and it's a TikTok trend where morons walk into strangers' homes.
Oh, God.
It's called the
let's not be too judgy.
What do you mean? What do you mean? It's called the trespassing challenge.
Oh.
And you just go, you just walk into someone's house. It's the new thing on TikTok. So
that does sound fun.
So someone just walks into your house, watch out. They put random strangers. So what they're looking for
There's also the TikTok shot in the chest challenge.
Right.
Which is,
don't try that one either.
Hilarious.
Watch out. Yeah, try it. Watch out. Here's a video of a couple guys walking into a random family's home while on TikTok.
Walking into random houses, let's go.
James? Yeah. Come to the front door right now, please.
James?
James?
Hi. You man, come?
Hello, James.
We need to speak to James.
James?
Wait, this is not where the study group
is. We got kids, man.
You got kids? Oh, yeah, sorry. Oh, I thought this was the study group.
He's like, I got kids. This is not right. Dude, yeah, don't walk.
It's like prank calling people in real life.
No, it's not.
But I mean, I'm saying, like, Clarissa Jenkins would not walk up to a stranger in their house and say what she says over the phone. Don't do it, people. It's going to end a little differently.
So watch out. Watch out for the trespassing challenge, which is starting to get some traction.
Silly.
On TikTok.
That's going to end badly, though.
In the day, though, we would be able to, like, I remember.
Not my neighborhood.
We would walk into our neighbor's houses and grab a cup of sugar, like, just go in the cupboard, grab a cup of sugar.
What kind of white-ass privilege is this?
You wouldn't knock on the, you would just walk into someone's house?
Yes, that's what we did.
I've never in my life, and then I moved,
built my house in the Upper East Side in Oregon, Like, I was just like,
moving on up.
None of the neighbors talk. Nothing. I need a cup of sugar.
I mean,
unreal that they would move this far out for security. It's evidently they moved away from you because they were like, look, there's this white girl just keeps walking into our house taking groceries.
It's like, so weird.
Like, I've locked the doors.
Like it's different if I've texted you and said, hey Tim, you got any milk?
We didn't have texting back then.
We're not home. Just go ahead and go in and grab some out of the fridge. Just walk in.
Renee, why don't you go burgle the Johnsons?
That's how our neighborhood did.
Man.
They would walk into our house. We would be able to walk into their house.
That's crazy.
So I did have somebody walk into my house once. It was so crazy. I used to do Sunday dinners. And when my kids were little or like in high school, and anybody was invited. So they would invite their friends and people would just come in and go. So it's Sunday, I'm cooking, and these two boys that are like my children's age come in. And they just walk in, and they're coming in, and they're like, they look around, and I go, hi, welcome. I go, there's water and pop and, you know, telling them. And they stop, and they look around, and they said, I think we got the wrong house. I go, you do? They go, yeah, we're looking for the twins. I go, oh, that's the neighbors next door. I go, sorry. And they go, okay, can I grab a pop? And I'm like, sure.
they still grabbed a pop.
They still grabbed a pop.
That's awesome.
But that only works when you have, like, teenage kids, because you don't know, like the friends, they all look alike.
You don't know,
it's a parade of teenagers.
It is,
and then you're just like, okay, whatever. How many grape sodas did you guys drink today? Like, all I want is one. You guys know I got a bottle of vodka.
That's dying for a grape soda,
right?
Yeah. I'm like, lonely.
Just leave one for me,
right? All right, so watch out for those scams. All right, it's. Oh, that's not what I wanted. Watch out for those scams going around. And right now, it's places, everybody. Places. Are you ready? Here we go. It's time for Facebook Fights. This is where we find statuses on Facebook and we act them out live on the air. Here it is. Facebook Fights.
Howard, has anyone heard the rumor that we have a Russian spy living in our neighborhood? Sheila told me about it.
Oh, God.
Evan, how the hell would Sheila know that? She needs to mind her own business. Last year, she thought my 13-year-old son was on drugs and made a big stink about it.
Vinny, no offense, Vinny, but isn't it proven that your son was doing drugs? I'm not trying to be disrespectful. I'm just saying, we heard he got busted for weed.
Not weed. Evan, that's not the point, Vinny. The point is she needs to mind her own business. How on earth could Sheila crack the case about a Russian spy living in our neighborhood? Don't you think the military would know before Sheila?
Howard, you know, as annoying as Sheila is, she's usually spot on when she finds out. She told us about the Murphys getting a divorce due to the husband sleeping with his secretary. She also told us about Carl and his Peeping Tom addiction. Both true, proven true. I will take Sheila.
Vinny, damn. The more we talk about it, the more it feels like we might really have a Russian spy living on our street. Sheila is annoying, but she is usually accurate with her findings.
Evan, I do want to go on record and say my son is no longer smoking weed and is doing great. Kind of annoyed Vinny brought up, but it is what it is.
Vinny, sorry, Evan. I wasn't trying to bring up how your kid got in all that trouble with the police. I was just trying to make a point. Also, does anyone know if Sheila can see this thread?
Sheila. Yes, the annoying Sheila can read this thread. It's nice to know what you really think of me. I might be annoying, but at least I'm keeping our town safe. We have a Russian spy in our neighborhood, and if you don't believe me, just wait. Okay, the annoying Sheila is leaving the chat now. Bye.
Oh my God. Russian spy. Right here in Toledo. That's That's crazy.
That sounds like a Bedford Unleashed kind of fight. Like, baby.
You love that group, don't
you? Because it's so sloppy. Like, all the neighborhood groups are always sloppy.
Yeah.
But Bedford Unleashed takes it to another level, baby. They post pictures of strangers and drag them. It's a mess. Uh-huh. It's a mess, and I love it.
I do have a question. Is that the funniest you got?
Oh, my God. Oh, my God.
You could, I love it when Renee criticizes you.
You can always bring in your own, Renee. So I'll tell you what. We're going to have Renee is going to bring in Facebook Fight tomorrow, which is super exciting. I can't wait to see what she brings. Actually.
Why don't we just read her?
I got to concentrate on the traffic
here's what we'll do, Renee. Renee, we're going to let you plan the whole show tomorrow, and we'll do everything that you say to do.
As part of your team.
And we'll see. Yeah, it's your team. It's your team.
Yep.
So you can plan everything in the show tomorrow, and we'll see how that goes.
Like,
all
actually, right? I feel like
I'll bring the tequila.
I feel like Renee is actually kind of a good producer. Like, her suggestions are good. She's like, we need to plan ahead and assign parts so you can get into your character. These are all good suggestions. She's our new producer. We're on
her
team.
Sugar.
You're welcome.
Great new Party 103.3, real-time traffic.
From the Joint Chiropractic 24/7 real-time traffic and weather center, I'm Cruising Crystal on Toledo's Hits and Throwbacks, the all-new Party 103.3. Here's your real-time traffic. I don't see any accidents right now, but construction season is in full swing, so please use caution in the following areas. I-75 northbound between Monroe Street and Buck Road is restricted to 2 lanes. Additional lane restrictions and overnight ramp closures are possible. The intersection of Wales Road and Tracy Road is closed for waterline replacement. Did you know chiropractic care has benefits beyond relieving back pain? With 2 new area locations, come see us at the Joint Chiropractic on Secor Road or Fremont Pike in Perrysburg. No insurance or appointment needed, open nights and weekends. Our $29 new patient special includes a consultation, exam, and adjustment. Remember, Toledo, you don't have to feel bad to feel better. Party 103.3 weather is powered by Furniture Palace. Today we'll have sunny skies with a few afternoon clouds and a high of 78. Overnight will be partly cloudy with a low of 53, and Tuesday will be another warm sunny day with a high of 81. Furniture Palace is Toledo's largest local family-owned furniture store. 100% of the revenue stays local, right here in Toledo. Plus, guaranteed lowest prices, which for the month of May are even lower. It's the Red Tag Clearance Event all month long at all 4 locations. Central Avenue in Toledo, Reynolds Road in Maumee, Woodville Road in Northwood, and Navarre Avenue in Oregon. Or online at FurniturePalaceToledo.com. There's no better time to get furniture than right now. That's a look at your real-time traffic and weather. I'm Cruising Crystal on Toledo's Hits and Throwbacks, the all-new Party 103.3.
Kelly Latz, Howard Hanna, 734-308-7707. First-time home buyer's checklist. Check your credit score. Figure out how much home you can afford. Find a mortgage lender. Get pre-approved. Save for a down payment and call me, Kelly Latz, 734-308-7707 or email me at kellylatz@howardhanna.com. I would love to help you reach your real estate goals.
Cafe Donuts is a locally owned bakery specializing in homemade, giant, made-fresh daily donuts. Not those little donuts like the out-of-town corporate places, and amazing coffees and drinks with a fancy espresso machine just like the big guys without the big price, special orders, and specialty donuts you won't find anywhere else. Cafe Donuts, 5330 Monroe Street, across the street from Hobby Lobby, with a drive-thru window for your convenience. Stop by this morning and see for yourself what I'm talking about.
Guess who's back? Back again. Taylor's back. Tell your friends.
Hey, Steve Taylor from Taylor Kia, and I'm back. Bigger than ever with Kia deals you can't afford to miss.
So tell your family, tell your friends, tell your friends' friends. Taylor Kia is back. Get a brand new Kia and make no payments for 90 days. Plus, when you buy, you fly. Get an instant airline credit for your next vacation.
Taylor's back. Tell your friends.
Lease the well-equipped 2023 Kia Forte for $179 per month for 36 months and make no payments for 90 days. Easy credit approval. Plus, we'll offer up to $5,000 more for your trade.
Shop 24/7 at TaylorAuto.com or stop into one of our 3 convenient locations, Taylor Kia in Toledo, Finley, and Lima. I'm Steve Taylor, and I want to see you in a Kia.
for qualified buyers with approved credit. No payment, interest accrues at start of contract. 36-month lease with $35.99 due at signing plus taxes and fees. 10K annual lines. No security deposit required. Must finance through KMF. Offers expire 6/3/23.
Furniture Palace, Toledo's largest locally owned furniture store. Concept simple. Quality name brand furniture and mattresses that you get at the major stores in town, but at the guaranteed lowest prices in town. Now they've got the red tag clearance, so the prices are even lower. So when you can shop the rest, you're going to buy from the best at Furniture Palace. Also, the great thing about Furniture Palace, they still have that no credit needed financing, even on the clearance, red tag clearance items. So as little as $50 down, you get the furniture home, you work out payments. They don't check your credit. They don't care what your credit is. They just want to do business with you. Four convenient locations in town: Central Avenue in Toledo, Reynolds Road in Maumee, Woodville Road in Northwood, Navarre Avenue in Oregon, or online at FurnituryPalaceToledo.com. Coming up in 30 seconds, Steve Sleaze on the 50s, brought to you in part by Harold Jaffe Jewelers.
Give a gift that's special, something one of a kind. Harold Jaffe Jewelers, fine jewelry by design. When words can't show the love you feel inside, ooh, one of a kind. Harold Jaffe Jewelers.
Harold Jaffe Jewelers. Celebrating life and love since 1946 on Talmadge, across from the Franklin Park Mall.
To play, just grab a handful of mud and sling it.
It's Steve Sleaze on Andrew's the and Dimitri's in the morning. Party 1033.
All right, time for Steve's Sleaze on the 50s. Hey, Steve.
Hey, y'all. Hey, I am a little bit worried about this new service that just launched today called Uber Teen. Now check this out. I'm appealing to the moms and dads out there. This just sits a little uneasy with me. So
why?
It's for kids because 13 to 17 years old.
Mm-hmm.
You can track the child, and you can talk to the driver. You also get a PIN number. So that, I mean, you're still putting your child in a car with a stranger. That's a little iffy. Now they do say they do a background check.
First off, I thought it was interesting that when you said that, because Uber Teen, I thought maybe like a teen would be on a bike,
teen driver
taking you somewhere. You show up on their bike,
riding on his banana seat.
Right. Oh Lord,
you're riding on his bunny pegs.
Like, all of a sudden, you just stand there. You're like, hey buddy,
hey baby.
So when I've been on vacation or whatever, and we go to a place, and us adults at this time when my kids were younger, when we were wanting to continue to stay, but the kids were ready to go back, I called an Uber and just put my kid and their friends inside the Uber and said to the Uber driver, now take care of them.
They're yours now.
Yeah. I'm like, I'll tip you when I see that they, you know, got there safely. And they just said, they laughed and said, okay. And so my kids went back. We were both happy.
Yeah. They left and we were both happy. It was so, so exciting to watch my children leave. So finally, all the attention could be focused where it belongs.
And that's on me and my team.
That's on me.
Me and my team.
See, I feel like
parent of the year.
It sounds sketchy on surface level, but like we recall, if you can, growing up in the 80s and 90s, like that's not like there's a GPS on where exactly the car is. You can watch it on a map. You have all the information. Like that's pretty safe. We're fine. Right.
I would need a camera in there though, so that if I need to, you know, see what, make sure.
Oh, like, that's a good idea.
You don't got a camera on your camera kids everywhere. At all times. Like kids go to the mall and supervised.
Not all the time, but when they're in a creeper's car, then automatically camera a creeper. On it.
Well, don't put them in creeper team.
Right,
like you're using in the back seat. It's not like when I go in the Uber, I'm like, I'll take the front seat.
Anytime Renee's in the back seat, we know what's going on.
Oh, whatever. I go to the front seat.
All right, good time, Gail.
Yeah, please.
Well, it's the only way she can argue with the GPS.
From the front seat?
Why are you turning here? Why? What are you doing? No.
It's interesting, for sure. By the way, how can sugar...
discussion about it. I mean, people are like, you know, some people are like, okay, you know, they've taken enough you know, protocol to ensure safety, but they're, at the end of the day, you're still putting somebody into in a stranger's car. I mean, you I know. Don't know. They do a background and, check, and, but well, it doesn't but, reveal but their a, mental capacity.
Well, and also, they do back, Uber does background checks, but there are still weirdos that they get caught driving these cars.
And it depends on the age of the kids. I mean, if they're high school kids,
she's at 13. 13, 17.
It's not like you're taking a putting a 2-year-old in a car seat there and said, okay, go see your dad.
Right.
Like, I mean.
Yeah.
It's fine.
All right. Sugar says it's fine.
It's so fine, y'all.
It's fine.
That's the official answer. Oh,
well, the two most responsible ones, Sugar and Renee, say it's fine. So.
Yeah.
I'm sure it's good. My kids are good. They're safe.
I'm almost positive that story that you just told started off with, I think I put my kids in an Uber. Like, it was the car. I put them in it. I told them to take them somewhere. I'm still drinking.
Yes. No, because it was on my phone. Like, I ordered it on my phone. Yeah. So I know, like,
where... Renee, it's a joke, honey. It's a joke. I understand how Uber works.
I'm a responsible mom.
Well, you keep saying it.
Yeah.
Say it enough, you might believe it. Yeah.
That's how Dorothy got back to Kansas.
Yep. Responsible
Click
mom.
Click your heels and
responsible
become
mom.
A responsible mom.
All right, what's going on in Slee, Steve?
Well, they're continuing to break records again. We're talking Jay-Z and Beyonce. So to continue to prove that they're Hollywood's most iconic couple, the duo recently purchased a more than 30,000 square foot home in the Paradise Cove area of Malibu, California. And they paid, get ready, $200 million for that property.
No, they didn't.
With that hefty price. What? With that price, the house is now the most expensive home ever sold in California, breaking the previous record of $177 million. So this architectural masterpiece of concrete and glass was bought for $14.5 million by art collector William Bell in 2003 before bringing the Japanese architect to create the minimalist concrete design. That's a $12 million commission for the realtor. I'm like,
they paid
Kelly, huh?
Hey, Steve, they paid $290 million for that house.
$290?
Well, I'm just reading what it told me. Yeah. It's saying
Kelly,
right here.
Kelly, so could you imagine that kind of commission?
Oh, my gosh. I would not be coming here at 4:30.
Wow, Kelly.
Kelly got Beyonce house money, okay? Forget it. She's sleeping in.
Uh-huh. Beyonce commission money.
Okay.
Wow. I might come at like 10.
Come stop 30. And say hi just at the end.
I'm a Kelly. Yes, Kelly, so go back to your whole real estate. Do you know, like, so I had met a lady up in Michigan. Like, she said she only will do waterfront properties.
Yes. Mm-hmm. That, like, a lot of people are very...
Or my friend moved to California because she's like, the real estate's so much more there. So she's there in California.
Yeah. And I'll tell you, there's people that do that in Toledo where they want only high end. But this is what I grew up poor. And I will not turn down money, period. Mm-hmm. Right. So I will sell a $5,000 home or I will sell a $1.5 million.
I had a realtor leave me in the middle of a showing because there were people who were buying a more expensive house.
See, that,
than,
that's
no
not cool.
way.
Yeah.
That's not cool.
Yeah.
I would it was have
like,
fired
it was
her
like,
him.
Oh, it was like a like my budget at the time was like 160.
Oh, my gosh. That's a decent budget.
But then she got another client whose budget was like around 400, and she literally looked at me and said, "More expensive house, gotta go."
Oh my god,
she was
that's
honest.
Awful. And I will say this: my most rewarding transaction was someone who paid $13,000 for this home. We had looked everywhere; it was very hard to find something. She had saved every penny of this money, and she was so proud. And I grew up with four brothers. I hardly cry. I probably cried 20 times in my whole entire life. And
really?
I had tears in my eyes. I felt like this is why I put up with the BS. I mean, that's
Hold on. After more than four decades, you only cried 20 times in
life? Oh, yeah. I swear. I'm not a crier.
That's a tough bitch, honey. That's a tough
bitch. 20 times at a Dolly Parton concert. You crazy.
I very rarely cry.
Dude, I've cried.
Not even when somebody's put it on you good.
Stop it, Dimitri.
No.
I've watched.
I've seen people cry.
Dude,
she's made them cry.
I watch commercials where I cry.
I cry all the time.
I know.
All the time
now
I cry.
Dude,
I feel that and I turn the channel. What? Like once I feel that thing in my gut.
That
like,
Sarah McLachlan song comes on.
Yes.
The arms of the angel. Clean. Yes.
I do with them damn dogs.
I'm more of a happy crier, not a angry crier.
I'm an angry crier. When I get really, 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 really mad, I start crying. And it makes me more mad.
I'm more of a town crier.
You dumb
hear
little.
Hear ye, hear ye. All right, what's going on?
He ain't got no sense.
What else?
It's 12 o'clock and all is well.
Hear ye.
Boo-hoo, boo-hoo. Town crying.
All right, what else, Steve?
Somebody check the prescription bottle, make sure he got the right number of medical pills.
Were you dipping in Mama Sugar's prescriptions again?
Yes, honey. That adult candy. I'm in.
Are you a crier?
I cry once a year.
When?
Once a year. I don't know why. Once a year.
Now I want to make you cry.
And I'm almost positive I'm done crying for the next decade because of the divorce.
Really? Yeah. It made you that hard?
Oh, my God.
Well, you're definitely a different person. You're a different person.
You don't cry at the little homeless animal commercials?
You know what? I hate those dogs now because of Sarah McLachlan. I hope none of them ever find a home.
No! There's every once in a while, like, I just probably a couple weeks ago, it was visiting my mom, and then I was just a hard day. And then I think I was here, went to my mom's, and I'm like, I literally just went home and I showered, and I grabbed a hand towel and crawled in bed, and I planned like I was just going to cry.
Wow. Oh, see, when I grab a hand towel and crawl in the bed, it's a different type of thing.
Oh, God.
Oh, and there is gentle weeping at the end.
Oh, Lord.
I at least once a month, like, will cry. At least once a month.
Really?
Cry. Oh, yeah.
You cry 12 times a year?
Oh, absolutely.
Not a lot of times.
That's small.
We're not going to shame his crying, Demetrius.
No, it's true. My kids make fun of me. Like,
it just sounds like a lot.
I cry at TV shows, movies, like Modern Family. Mm-hmm. Like Modern Family, commercials, all of it. Modern Family, they do the beginning of the show, and then that last 2 minutes is like so heartfelt.
Oh my
God. Cry at that all the time.
You,
Hallmark commercials will get you too.
So does Tim. Tim's a crier. Yeah. He likes those romantic comedies.
Yes,
I just want a good drug lord.
One at a time, one at a time. Can't jump over to so anyway.
Tim's a crier. That's what she's saying.
Cries at everything.
Kelly puts it on. Put your clothes back on, Tim.
Stop. You know where the towel is.
I'm talking about shows. He gets all emotionally involved.
I'm the same way. My kids will make fun of me.
They should.
We sit there, watch a movie together, and they'll make me laugh. I'm like, shut your face.
How funny is that? Like a room full of girls look at you and they're like, bitch.
I know. It annoys me. I get on their asses.
Stop making fun of me, girls. Stop it.
Do you know what though? That's what they're gonna look for when they actually get married.
No,
so? God, yes. I hope they don't look for Andrew.
One at a time.
They are gonna want the sentimental and to know that somebody has feelings.
Nope.
I'm with you, Andrew.
Thank you.
No, they're not. They're going to go the exact opposite. They want a guy. They're going to get a guy that can punch bulls in the face, like knows how to change oil, tire.
All right. What else, Steve?
Wow.
I know.
That's all I got.
All right. Thank you, Steve. That is Steve Sleaze on the 50s, brought to you in part by Med One Care.
Need a little more help in the home? You need therapy, but you don't want to go to a nursing home. Med One Care has all the answers and more. Med One Care offers home health, medical staffing, and outpatient therapy and rehab. Med One Care is the only 5-star rated home health agency in the area. Need a great job? Med One Care is hiring. Competitive wages, flexible scheduling, and no mandates. Med One Care is also the Toledo Blade's top workplace to be 3 years in a row. So it's easy to see. Med One Care is the place to be. So give them a call, 419-866-0444.
0555 and tell them Steve sent you.